Now, new research has found that Indigenous people are 4 to 7 times more likely to have mental health disorders than other Australians. And the problem could be that the one-size-fits-all mental health system in Australia is not a cultural fit for many Indigenous Australians. This study, a study was then done by the University of Queensland Rural Clinical School, and the Director of Indigenous Health at the school, Dr. Marie Toombs, told Annie Hastwell why the way the research was done was particularly important.
Before I began conducting this research, I spoke to all of the communities that participated in this study, and I asked them where they saw the biggest need in terms of support within the communities, and mental health came out as their number one need. So I asked permission to apply for this funding, and when I was successful, people lined up to actually do the interview because they wanted something that could give evidence to what the rates were in population. So I think what's happened here is we've got people who wouldn't otherwise have volunteered their time to do this type of a study in the first place stepping forward. And, you know, to have 544 participants and, you know, it's a pretty significant thing to ask somebody to do. Would you like to sit down, have a structured clinical interview to see if, you know, A, this is a culturally appropriate tool, but B, to see if you've got a common mental health disorder. Like, that's a pretty big thing to ask of somebody. But all of our people volunteered to do this study, and it was because they asked for it in the first place. I think that's why we've got a bigger, clearer picture of what's going on here.
There are big implications for this as well. If mental health hasn't been given enough consideration when looking at the Indigenous health gap, what are those implications? What kind of training or what kind of changes might we see?
Well, the biggest issue is finding appropriate care for Aboriginal people when they've been identified with mental health issues. So the big gap at the moment is a person will go to the doctor will say, we think you might be suffering from depression, you know, and it's more of a clinical diagnosis just based on the person's behaviour or they're self-identifying that they're not well. And then it's a 10-session mental health care plan. So the person has to go off to a psychologist. And that's where we're finding the big gap is because there's not that follow-through of treatment because, you know, people are finding it hard to get to the psychologist or they go to the psychologist and the psychologist isn't culturally appropriate. So what we're looking at is addressing this at a primary health care level. So within the Aboriginal Medical Services, where the psychologists are located within the Aboriginal Medical Services so that our clients can access them on the spot. And we also provide transport. That's another really big barrier for a lot of our clients as well, actually getting to these appointments in the first place.
What about traditional Aboriginal ways of dealing with mental health issues? I know certainly in some parts of South Australia, traditional healers are used as part of the SA Health Service. Is that something that might be possible across Australia?
Well, Annie, I'm so glad you asked that question because I have to say we've just been funded through the National Health and Medical Research Council to develop an Indigenous mental health model of care. So I'm currently in Canada and we're working with First Nations communities over here, but to do exactly what you're talking about, that's develop a mental health model of care that has traditional healing components along with a clinical-based model as well. Very similar to Canada, as in Australia, loss of identity is a really big factor to all of this. So a lot of people are mentally unwell because they're not connected to country, they're not connected to identity, and they're not connected to families. So we're looking at ways that we can do that. So the Nunkari, for example, in South Australia is a great example of traditional healers, and we have a number of traditional healers around southeast, southwest Queensland where our study will be conducted. And we're just currently bringing the team together now and working with the community to co-design this product. And we'll run it through as a random controlled trial.
And I guess the important part of this kind of recognition is that you will possibly be able to incorporate services like that within the mainstream model. Like I believe New Zealand does that. Both services are on offer when an Indigenous person fronts up for treatment or diagnosis.
Absolutely. And it's just around cultural safety. It's around, you know, the Indigenous person feeling safe in the space, feeling that they can open up and truly have conversations about what's going on. But also, you know, this is about that healing as well. And it's one thing to talk to a psychologist about what's going on, but to actually dig down and to get to the root cause of what's going on. And what we're wanting to do, that is in a therapeutic community-based situation where we've got a number of Aboriginal people who are suffering from depression, for example, coming to these groups on a weekly basis. So they're supporting each other as well in all of this. So that's the model. And, yeah, like I said, we're doing a comparison also between Australia and Canada to see what we can come up with.
University of Queensland Rural Clinical School's Director of Indigenous Health, Dr. Marie Toombs.